I'm George Anamdi. I'm an art dealer. I'm also a creative placemaker in the city of Detroit. My family, on my paternal side, moved to Ohio from West Virginia in 1863. My father and uncle were in military. I was the fifth generation to live in this house. I had more of an entrepreneurial childhood. So I was the kid in high school who always promoted the dances. I was more interested in culture and what that meant to people. But my dedication was to promote the culture and have the, particularly the African American people, embracing their culture and their history. I'm now part of an art community in Detroit that expands both the visual arts and also the performing arts in general. Now, I'm trained as a psychologist, and as one thing in psychology I learned is that people need what I call boundaries. And when you have boundaries, you could be boundless. So that's what I see as culture. Culture helps people have these boundaries. They help people have some sense of self and some sense of responsibility. So I see myself as being part of this community and also trying to keep some issues on the front burner. I'm always talking to young people, and particularly like the African American young people, about development, about the arts, you know, how they can maintain what they want to do. And I think we could be a model for the future, because you have an opportunity here in Detroit to foster development where people can start functioning together in a holistic way because of the dynamics between the group. And one thing that's very important for me in this effort, I have coined a phrase called psychological gentrification. It's the moving of African Americans' position in Detroit, not their physical location.